whichever way you want to go in.
Okay. Coming down in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we'd now like to welcome Harry Carl to Sports Digest. Harry's part of the 12-man organizing committee responsible for putting together the Vancouver Open, which runs September 15th and 16th at the University Golf Course. And Harry, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks very much, Keith. It's a pleasure to be here, and I hope I can fill your listeners in on what is an entirely new tournament for the city of Vancouver.
Well, my first question to you is, why would anyone decide to resurrect a golf tournament like this that's been dead since 1936?
Well, there you are. You know, when I first heard the idea, you know, it's a kind of a sheer coincidence, Keith, but here's the way time goes. It is nearly 54 years to the day since the last Vancouver Open tournament was played. 54 years ago, in July the 25th, 1936, a field of golfers came to Vancouver to the old Shaughnessy Heights Golf Course, and that was the official name of the golf course. And for your listeners, Shaughnessy Heights Golf Course was located where the Van Dusen Gardens sit today. That was Shaughnessy Golf Course. And in that field, there was Byron Nelson, the great American professional golfer out of Arlington, Texas, a young Byron Nelson, I might add. He is now 78 years old. Lloyd Mangrum, who was the absolute talk of the American Tour. Horton Smith, who won the very first Masters golf tournament, the long drive, the world's long drive contest winner, and the United States Amateur Open winner for the year 1935. They all came to Vancouver on this July day to play for $5,000. When I heard the story, and the committee from the University Golf Course came to me, when I heard this story, I was really fascinated. Yes, it was time to revive the Open. By the way, the tournament was not won by any one of these illustrious names. It was won by a fellow by the name of Kenny Black. He was an amateur. He lives in North Vancouver to this day. He shot a course record 63 on the 25th of July to win the Vancouver Amateur. 54 years later, September the 15th, 16th, we are going to revive that exact same tournament, and the response is enormous. So briefly, that's how it all began.
That's quite a story. Now, I want to talk to you about the early response you guys have had. It's been outstanding from what I hear so far. Who deserves all the credit, really, for getting the ball rolling? I would think that the club pro, Gilles Dufort, deserves some of the credit there.
Oh, absolutely. Gilles Dufort is just the main driving force behind this. So is Garrett Deck, who is the chief of operations of the golf, you know, of golf for all of the course. He is in charge of all the golfing facilities up there. And, of course, Don Metzler, who is the chief executive officer for University Golf Course. They were the ones that put the idea together, and then they selected this committee, as you mentioned, of 12 people who are mainly members of the golf course. Now, some of us are going to play in the tournament. Some of us are not playing. Personally, no, I will not be playing. There is too much to do behind the scenes. Even our head pro, Gilles, will not be playing in it. He does not have time. And just for your information, the field will be 210 amateurs and 30 invited professionals. But the driving force, as you said, is Gilles, who is just running around out there night and day now working on this. As of today, we have received 105 registration forms from the amateurs, and that is phenomenal considering that the tournament is still nearly 2 months away.
Hey, Harry, I want to ask you, who are some of the familiar names who will be competing in this tournament? I understand you have a number of club pros from around the Lower Mainland. Any other big names that have made inquiries?
Well, we have a new one for you. And you are getting this name for the very first time. You've just scooped all the sports media in Vancouver.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. One of our major sponsors, by the way, these tournaments cannot be put on without major sponsorship, and that is a lot of money to the tournament. And for this particular tournament, the major sponsors are American Express of Canada, Delta Hotels, Canadian Airlines, and our newest sponsor is Pacific Breweries, Granville Island. You'll know it as Granville Island Breweries, etc., but they are quite a large organization with many branches. Now, it so happens that the president of Pacific Breweries is a personal friend of a great golfer from the United States by the name of Dale Douglas. Dale was on the tour in the 40s, late 40s, through the 50s and into the 60s, and now plays senior golf.
That's right, yeah.
Yes, and so therefore, Dale is being invited to play in the Vancouver Open. The rest of the professionals are going to come from, basically what we want is a representation of all the clubs around the province of British Columbia, geographically, Central Interior, Okanagan, Kootenays, Lower Mainland, and Victoria. And the list is being drawn up, at this moment. I cannot give you specific names without upsetting some of the pros who are not going to be invited. But let me tell you, they will be well represented, and it's based on their record in the BC Open. It's based on their records within their own home clubs and other little tournaments that have been played around the province. Then we are going to go into the province of Alberta, and we have sent invitations into Alberta, and then finally to the TPD in Eastern Canada. The TPD players are somewhat committed to the CPGA Championship at Colchena, which is the following weekend following our tournament. But we have had good indication from some of Canada's top pros that based on what happens to them qualification-wise at the CPGA, they will be with us.
Okay, let's get into some of the details of the tournament here now. Let's talk about the field and how large it's going to be or how big you expect it to be. What are the required handicaps and for people who want to participate in the event?
Okay, the field is open. Now, the whole idea of this tournament from day one was to give what was known as a shooter's tournament for golfers. The field is limited to 210 amateurs. Their handicap must be 18 or less, registered handicap, and we will require that registration card to be presented registration day, September the 14th. It must be current, and it must be signed. We will not allow anything else into the tournament. All right. We're looking for the best golfers in the province, the best amateur golfers. So far, in the more than 100 applications we received, it looks like the largest population lies between handicap 2 and about handicap 8, and that is very encouraging. These are the true shooters of the game. They want to get into a competition where they're going to shoot against each other, and this is the only tournament in the entire province where they can do that. No other tournament's open to them like this one. So that's the amateur side. The professionals will be playing for top prize money of $5,000, first place, $5,000. Then we will pay off the next 9 professionals on the list, and so there's a total prize purse of $13,000. Now, that makes it the second largest first prize next to the British Columbia Open Golf Tournament, and in time, our intentions are to raise it even higher than the BC Open. In other words, this is going to become an annual tournament, well-known, very large, and very well-run. So there's the basis of it. Now, any amateur in the province can register into our tournament. We have sent information to the state of Washington, and besides Alberta, the state of Washington, they know about the tournament, and applications are starting to come in from there. So for any golfer who wants to get in on this, I would suggest you get to the university golf course as fast as you can, get a registration form. I suspect what's going to happen is this, Keith. The next 100 application forms, or probably 75, we are going to have to select out of maybe 125 forms which 75 are going to fill the roster. I mean, it's unfortunate, but we're going to have to do that.
That's going to be a very difficult choice then for not only yourself but everyone involved.
Oh, yes, it will be, because we're going to have to say no to some very fine golfers who deserve to play in it. But unfortunately, 240 golfers in a golf tournament is very, very large, and it's going to be unwieldy enough as it is.
Now, I understand it's just going to be a 2-day event. Why just the 2 days? Why not 3 or 4, or perhaps that's something you're looking at down the road, is it?
Well, I'm certainly on your side. What I would like to see is a 3-day event where they will play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But unfortunately, for year one, we are now standing at a 2-day event. So it means this. 240 golfers are going to tee it up on Saturday morning. Now, they're going to use number 1 and number 10 tee, and they're going to start at early 7 o'clock in the morning. They'll start teeing them up, and they'll be probably teed up by their handicaps to begin with. So they'll tee up at 7 o'clock. Another group will tee it up at 1 o'clock, and that will take care of our field of 240. On day 2, that's Sunday, we will take the best scores from the Saturday play, amateur and professionals, and put them into a separate group, tee off everyone else, and then take, say, maybe the 10 top 10 amateurs and the 10 top professionals, and they will intermingle on day 2, and then they will play against each other. See, keeping in mind that this tournament could be won by an amateur. Not necessarily a professional is going to win this.
Now, the fact that you're holding this tournament a week prior to the CPGA, which, by the way, you mentioned it's being held at Quilchina this year, I doubt that that's a coincidence. There's got to be a tie-in somewhere that the two events are being held just a week apart.
Well, let's say this. The tie-in wasn't on our part. I know that sounds rather arrogant, but it wasn't on our part. This will be the only time you will see the CPGA played this late in the year, September. And it's due to television commitments by national network, CBC, they have certain commitments, and they could not free up airtime or something along this line until that particular weekend. We had already planned the tournament, and the two of them kind of flopped together. And true, it's up Kuchina, and true, there are a lot of TPD players coming out of that thing. But really, next year and for years after that, the CPGA tournament will then back off until August. So we'll be left with September for ourselves.
Now, I understand it's open to the public, so for people who want to come down there and watch, what are the organizers going to do to keep people abreast of all the scores throughout the tournament and that type of thing?
Again, I go back to this business of this being a shooter's tournament. We are going to run this tournament like you would see a major tournament run. There will be a leaderboard. There will be leaderboards traveling with the top scorers, amateur and professional, by the way. There will be caddies for all ranks, regardless of whether you're a pro or whether you're an amateur. You will have a caddy. You can bring your own caddy if you wish. We are going to have caddies available for the players. The caddies will have vests. The names of players will be on those vests. If you have a friend that's playing in this, you want to come out and see your friend play, by all means come out. You'll be able to find them. We'll have up-to-date sheets on the course available to the public. And we are encouraging the public to come out. Come on out and see this tournament. You're going to be there for year one, and you're going to see a lot of things you like. And if you see things you don't like, please send the information back to us, and we're going to correct them for year two.
Now, what kind of a price tag are you going to have for this? What's it going to cost the people to get in and watch this?
Well, this may be the most shocking part of it all. The public will not be charged to see this, and I doubt if they ever will be. I believe if you're having an amateur professional tournament, I don't believe there should be a charge to see it. For those people who have never been to University Golf Course, it's a golden opportunity to come out and see the facilities out there, enjoy themselves, take a nice walk around. It's about a five-mile walk around the course, and see some golf and sit back, relax, enjoy it. We're not going to nickel and dime you to death, not at all.
Now, with not charging people money to get in this place, where is the money going to go from this event? The charities are usually the big winners with any golf tournament.
We've been very fortunate in this respect. We have managed to convince the Children's Wish Foundation that we are a credible tournament and that we can produce some money for them. So any monies over and above expenses, this is going to go to the Children's Wish Fund. This, of course, is the organization that will take children that are terminally ill and try and, as close as possible, give them the last wish that they could have before whatever happens. And we're very proud to be affiliated with them, and we hope that we can raise a lot of money. Oh, we'll have donation facilities at the club for the public. And if you want to make a donation while you're out there, please do. Knowing this, 100% of all the money we raise is going to go to the Children's Wish Fund.
Now, we mentioned the tournament is going to take place September the 15th and 16th. I played the course about a month ago. I thought it was in just beautiful shape. What's the course going to be like at that time based on past experience? Is it going to be in its best condition of the year, do you think?
Oh, I would believe so, Keith, because what's going to happen is they'll be backing away a little bit on public play the week before. Now, you know, for tournament play, you need the rough up about 2 to 2.5 inches. So they're going to let the course grow up. Then they'll start cutting. They'll probably cut Friday, I would believe. They'll cut Friday, that is on the greens, and then they'll bring the rough down to a nice 2-inch rough. We're talking about experienced golfers here, and we've got to give them something to shoot for.
Now, you've got a deadline for people who want to enter. Why don't you tell us when that deadline is and maybe give us a phone number for people who want to call you and maybe like more information on this?
Okay, our deadline is August the 21st. But I'm suggesting to you one more time, it's not going to last that long. If you are truly interested in playing in the very first Vancouver Open and to be there at this historical time on the revival of the tournament, I would suggest that you call 224-1818, ask for Gilles Dufour or ask for Garrett Deck or the staff that answer the phone. They fully understand what you're looking for, the information you're looking for, and they can give you all the information you wish on the Vancouver Open.
Now, is that every day of the week, or is that just Monday to Friday?
7 days a week.
Seven days a week.
Yes, and the pro shop's open till 8, 9 o'clock in the evening.
All right, Harry, thanks a lot for coming on. We want to wish you all the best of luck here with the golf tournament, and I know a lot of people have taken some time with putting this thing together. Hopefully it'll be a big success and everything will work out to your satisfaction.
Well, I thank you very kindly, because being so close to home, I hope there's a great interest on the campus out there.
All right, that's Harry Carl from the organizing committee at the University Golf Club, which is responsible for putting together the Vancouver Open, which will be running on September 15th and 16th, once again at the University Golf Club. And we'll be back with more Sports Digest right after these messages.